Everything We Think We Know, Part 1. Everything we think we know, we actually don't. What we think we know is a constantly shifting assortment of opinions, assumptions, inferences, prejudices, educated guesses, and stabs in the dark. The knowledge we think we know is inside the box of our mind. Reality is infinite and indivisible. The mind, being itself a finite instrument, can never grasp or comprehend the infinite. The finite can only ever hope to grasp and define the finite. To be a finite speck in an infinite universe is a lonely, insecure, even frightening existence. To overcome its inherent insecurity, our mind desperately wants to assert its dominion over the world around it. To assert itself, it must first separate itself from the world, separate the knower from the known. Like a turkey burying its head in the sand, in order to know reality, our mind pretends reality to be finite, which is an absurd denial of the indivisible infinite. Most of what the mind thinks it knows is derived from this essential denial of truth. Our mind is a tiny sealed box, floating in the ocean of the infinite, oblivious to the ocean in which it floats. It is the frog who, having lived all its life in the well, asserts that there is no universe outside of its little well. There can be no superiority and inferiority without division. To prove oneself superior, one must establish one's differences from the inferior. Our mind can never know reality, for it sets itself, the knower, apart from reality, the known, or from what it supposes to be the known. Relying on the falsehood of division, the mind can never own the known, let alone the unknown and the unknowable. Divide and conquer becomes hide and flounder. To be continued.